I'm sorry I can't pick out one memorable session just because there's so many. You know, there's a doctor who was burned out, never had been around horses ever. And when he went in and worked with the horse and he came out, he was this big, strong man and just tears rolling down his face. And he said, I realize what this horse is teaching me is to slow down and be in the present moment and to breathe and to make time for myself and my family. I had no idea he was going through anything at all, but it was the horse that showed him what he needed to see. Like, people labeled me a horse whisperer, but it's more I'm a horse listener, and I've learned to listen to the horses and let them guide how they communicate with the individual, whether it's a horse person or a non-horse person. Well, I do not come from a horsey family, but my parents said from the moment that I had an awareness that I was always attracted to horses. And I had a little rocking horse that I would be on it for hours at a time and even fall asleep on it. And I used to move the rocking horse all throughout the house. So my career more or less started on that rocking horse. I would say the most significant horse in my life was the first horse that I fell in love with. I had rented him at one of these stables. It was kind of a miracle. My mother's boyfriend surprised me and bought him for me. Eagle was, he looked like a Lipizzan. A lot of people used to think he was a Lipizzan, although truthfully, I think he was probably a quarter horse cross of some sort. But he was a gray and very stocky build. And just there was a connection between he and I. And then once I owned him, we were both 15 years old at the same time. We were both the same age, and I had him for 17 years, and just he taught me so much about myself and about life and about horses. And he was sent to me to be strength. I had a tough life, and I was raised by a single mother, and there was a lot of changes in our life. We had to move frequently, and I was a very shy, insecure child from some past negative experiences, but the one constant in my life was this horse, and he gave me strength, and he was just always present and always calm and centered and grounded. And in looking back, I realized that he helped me basically stay grounded and centered myself and gave me the strength to get through some tough times as a teenager. But my most memorable moment, this was some time after I had retired him. It was a full moon, and it was summertime, and I went out to see him, and I went in the field, and I went up, and I hugged him. And he curled his neck around me and held me like that and hugged me. And it was a very special, intimate moment. And because you sometimes wonder, you know, we love our horses, but do they really love us back? Mm-hmm. And what I felt was just, I didn't know how to describe it at the time, but I felt his heart chakra opened up to me, and I felt him hugging me back, and I felt his love, and just to know that this horse loves me back.